About 21 Savage is better than Tupac. They just be
Oh,
saying,
those
oh,
people are, no,
they
those people are
just
on
be saying
drugs and
shit.
stupid. This is different. No,
But
no,
they just
no,
be
no. We're
saying
not gonna
shit.
compare. We're not gonna, no. Those
the money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
You already know where it is. BSL Podcast. Everybody know it's your boy Rook up in the house. Kenzo the Great. And as always, me, Chance, in case y'all don't know my name, you should though. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff. Discord's in there. Everything's in there where you need to be. Get the merch, get all that good shit. Episode, we're gonna, you already saw the thumbnail, so we're going to talk about it. My man, Primetime. I mean, what can we say? I mean, what can we say? I'm going to let my people say what up first, though, because it's mad disrespectful, but you know what we're talking about. Go ahead, bro.
Bro, what's good? Shit. College football since week zero, mean, but week one, Prime owns week one. The Sanders boys own week one. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, it's your boy Kenzo the Great. Like Rourke said, college football back, NFL right on the edge. That Travis Kelce injury is having fantasy owners everywhere crying.
Come on, man, you have to bring that up.
All right, so for the most part, I'm gonna let y'all lead. I'll probably moderate on this zone because I don't watch college football like y'all do. I only watch the pros, but I did because you know Prime's my dude, so I am gonna watch their games when I can. So I did watch Colorado versus TCU, and that shit was a banger. So I'll let Rook lead off of what he was thinking, and then you know we'll just you know carry on from there.
It's overreaction Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's overreaction week. I thought it was a crazy overreaction for everybody to like get on Dion about Colorado and them facing TCU to begin with. Let's just keep that real for what it is. The craziest thing that happened is he brought 86 new players in to a team that was 1-11. They didn't compete. All right, he brought guys in that he knew was going to do. You know what's being asked of them.
Dogs.
TCU is not the same TCU from last year's college football final. There you go. You have a highly good coach team, and believe it or not, Deion Sanders is a good damn coach, some good with a good coaching staff. Another good coach team, and that talent showed out at the end of the game, as it always does. But let's not ride too high and run to the bank and look to cash in early. And let's not bury them either if they lose this week to Nebraska.
I got a whole bunch of stuff to say on this. Let me start with Nebraska, actually. One of the, if you, again, for the people who know football, stuff like that, you know, again, college football especially, it's a incredibly different monster compared to the pros. So one of the things, personally, well, I had when I was, you know, looking at Colorado, looking at all the changes they made, yeah, a lot of stuff Rick already said. I only got three returning starters. Stuff like that. The coaching staff had a lot of this overall. Obviously, when Prime come in, he gonna bring his people with him. The coaching staff is actually underrated, in my opinion. And one of the things that Prime was really offended about, him and his son, who's the quarterback, if you don't know, is that people were saying, "Oh, well, yeah, you did it at Jackson State, you can't do it." Which is okay. There's some points there, but the thing Deion doing specifically, at least so far, is he's using the same playbook. So I do think that's something we should give him a little credit for, because that's one of the things that people were specifically saying he couldn't do it. He's doing it so far. But I think the reason why a lot of people are riding so high already is because people was already dogging him solo, like you said, and they shouldn't have been doing that either. Because again, Colorado won one game last year. Prime has won, you know, championships over at Jackson. So I mean, and he's also Prime. Like, come on, are we kidding here? So I think there was a little bit it's one of those, we overreacted to one thing, so now we have to react the other way, and that's why it's like that. One thing I gotta say, Travis Hunter, again, I didn't seen a lot of dogs in my time. I love football. I didn't seen a lot of dogs. I grew up in South Florida, played high school football for a little bit. I played two-way, but again, high school. And a lot of dudes I knew, they thought they was going to play two-way when they got to college. That's not how that go. Coaches tell you pick a way, not Travis Hunter. No, you got a dog out there. I do think that's another thing they need. They need size on the D-line and O-line, but I do think they need another number one receiver. Because personally, I ain't no one to doubt no dogs out there, but I don't see Travis Hunter playing 120 snaps every game. He can't be your best receiver. He could be one of your receivers. He could be out there. You should want to use him, clutch third downs, all types of stuff. But he shouldn't be your best receiver. And to me, he was, yes, they have four receivers with over 100 yards, but I think he was the best receiver of the four. And I don't think that should be the case, because catching them picks and all the other stuff he's doing on defense is for to make him tired too. And again, well, if he get injured, that sounds like a even way bigger problem than it should be, because he playing both ways. So you might want to be careful about that. But dog, them Heisman all shifted, and he might have my Heisman vote already, because sheesh.
Yeah, I did want against Hunter, but I'm gonna wait for a second, because I mean I can appreciate the hypeness because he's a dog. But before we got into Hunter, I wanted to ask Rook, because you kind of prefaced when you first started was that TCU isn't the first. I mean, isn't the way that they were last year. So is that the takeaway from what Colorado did, or no?
It's not to take away from what Colorado did at all, because, shit, you brought in 86 new players to a trash team. You cleared out players who, you know, don't want to compete, don't want to hustle, don't want to win. Coaches quit that don't really want to coach. You're bringing in a new culture. To a point about him coaching at Jackson State and what he accomplished there, he had D1 talent there. He has the number one player in
Travis Hunter there.
The draft. Exactly. His number one recruit in his class there. So he has D1 talent there. They were kicking ass down there because the D1's playing against HBCU.
No, for sure.
Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right. If Alabama's down there, they're going to kick ass down there too. So up here, Shedeur Sanders, by the way, his son, all right, his big quarterback son, was a top 5-star recruit that Alabama and other known Power Five schools were trying.
Well, I mean, you saying that, but people were still saying, why did he bring his son with him? So, I mean,
I'll tell you what
they're saying. They were just talking. That's all it was.
He had 512 yards passing, 4 TDs, and the big number,
all a record,
0 interceptions.
I think the big number is only 9 incompletions, and there was about 4 drops.
Yep. Should have had about a 90% completion percentage.
Could have been crazy.
Yo, it was just a whole bunch of smoke from the media. Yo, that you know how I feel already. I don't pay too much attention to that shit. Blowing smoke out their ass.
So
headline.
One of the drafts was from Travis Hunter. So let's go ahead and get back to him. Do you guys feel like he should continue to play two-way? Or should he pick a zone? And if he does, what do you think he's best fitted at?
No, he continues to play two-way. He absolutely does.
Yeah, I'd say go two-way the whole way. I just don't think he should be the best receiver, like I said. But yeah, definitely go two-way. Yeah, for sure. They talking Heisman. Your coach talking Heisman. You mean it. That's an achievement. You can't. I mean, again, first of all, non-quarterbacks don't get that. Your boy Caleb Williams, he already got his. And they, you know how he likes to try to give people repeats. And he a quarterback. And, yeah, his play look nice. He look a little Patty Mahomes. But they ain't too sharp this. But we're not talking USC right now. So, but again, he wasn't on the, like, obviously everyone's on the chart, but he was like unlisted. I think now he's like top 15, and so is the quarterback. But I'm not sure, because again, it's a quarterback's world. I think there's like 2 running backs on there, and then all quarterbacks. So he playing two way, playing like this two way will be for sure. But I don't think he's even gonna have to do this every week. Obviously, a couple picks, a couple other 100-yard games, and I think the Heisman could be, you know, in his closet. But that's another problem, is it might actually do work against him though. In this case, is if he has a bad game, either way, you know, it's already a quarterback's war. You're already working behind the 8-ball, so it might cause him problem. But again, he a dog so far. And Nebraska's problem is I'm only gonna look at next week. The problem with how against Nebraska is their front 7. I don't think he's really gonna have to worry about. I mean, I think he can lock them boys up. I don't think he can worry about too much hard work playing corner out there. So receiver gonna be.
But that's what works for him though. All right, playing two ways like Charles Woodson did. All right, like Deion did. What works for you is the fact that you have the ability to affect and dominate on both sides, especially defensively playing corner out there on the island. You shut down a third of the field, he can have a subpar game at receiver. He has a dominant game
that's exactly what I'm saying. He's
going to be fine. He's going to be absolutely fine. He don't need to have 10 receptions, 100 yards receiving all the time. He just needs to affect the offense throughout the game just a little bit, 5 to 6 touches, and dominate on defense. They're going to give it to him. They've given it to running backs before, and they're getting it to dominant defensive plays before.
Oh, for sure.
He has a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny, it's early, but how do you think this season plays out for Colorado.
All right, so you want that from a gambling analytical point of view? How we going? We can look at this a lot of ways. So okay, so Vegas had the over
Somebody
under
got
at three
pulled
and
the
a half.
schedule out.
Oh, I mean, I'm about to do that too. Vegas had the over under at 3.5 wins. Obviously, they expected a loss for week one. I'm gonna say that for sure. Just judging based off that number, because that number is crazy. So they had it at 3.5. So, and I believe the favorite was after obviously the over. So 4 wins is gonna be, like Rook said, we're gonna have to pull up a
Yeah,
schedule
damn
specifically.
you, Hard Rock Cafe, because this was the game that I was definitely going to bet on, and I would have won.
Yeah, they slipping, slipping, slipping. So I mean, we could get into that too, but I don't think Chance gonna like what I got to say about that element. I'm gonna pull up the schedule real quick just to give a. And this is gonna be ooh, Colorado Buffalo football. Yeah, you know it's already up there. They got some again. Oh, we have to talk about college realignment at some point too, because that people keep talking about how the Pac-12 went undefeated, blah 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 blah. But that's because their schedule's all the whack, and they all played, you know, pretty. I mean,
Good
but actually, Colorado's the only person who played anybody tough week one off the top of my head, out of the Pac-12. Okay, so we got. I'm gonna say it quick, then I'm gonna go win loss after I look at all of them. Oh, we got some dogs on the schedule. Then Nebraska, then you got Colorado State, then you got Oregon, USC, Arizona State, Stanford, UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, Utah. Sheesh.
Lord
Let's
have
say I'm gonna.
mercy.
Oh, let's also give them some props that they were unranked to start the season. Now they've all noticed the AP poll got them at 22. So
Let's
shout out to
go.
priming them again for that. Oof, let me do this. Let's see. I say they lose to Nebraska. Again, that front seven is very important to me. I'm a trench guy. I always love trench play. I don't see how their O line holds back Nebraska's front seven. I could be wrong, and I don't mind being wrong.
I think
I
they
haven't
beat
checked them.
Nebraska.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. I haven't even seen the Vegas line on it, but I think that's the game they lose personally just because of that front seven. I think they destroy Colorado State in that next game, though. Colorado State, y'all don't even go to 10 o'clock game. Y'all even gotta stay up and watch that. They gonna cover the spread. Then they got Oregon. It depends on Oregon show up. Oregon is I really, really don't know, but I do think they could actually beat Oregon. Because again,
Bo Nix wants the Heisman.
Bo Nix is again that he's actually my Heisman favorite right now. But that boy is official. And again, Caleb Williams, I just don't like repeating Heismans, because if you got the Heisman, you're the best player,
Yeah.
and you're gonna be the best player again. Why didn't you go to the pros? But anyways, eh.
He couldn't go to the pros as a sophomore.
I know the
Don't do that
rules are
to him, son.
stupid.
You know he
The
want that
rules are
money.
stupid. But that don't mean he gotta give him another Heisman. He better be the best player for sure. It better be no debate. Because Bo Nix ain't gonna be sticking around again. So, and again, my boy Travis Hunter probably gonna want to be looking at where my award at. Then after, oh, speaking of Caleb Williams, the next game, USC. That's gonna be an L. That's just me. I don't see
I'll
no other
swim
way
right
around it.
back there.
There's no way around that.
What does that mean if they beat them, though?
To be USC?
A lot.
Oh, you put them in top 10 right there.
Okay.
Yo, to beat Lincoln Riley
Yeah,
and
that's
USC?
being that coaching staff, being the Heisman winner, being I mean, USC's only problem right now is defense. And by the time this game come around, they're gonna have what, one, two, three, four. What, they got three more games to clean that back up. So we can talk about this again in 3 weeks right before that game and see what happening. But again, that
And
offense, I don't know
following
how
an
Colorado gonna
Oregon
stop that.
win, because an Oregon win is huge, and then you got USC to back that game.
That back to back, that's tough sledding for sure.
Yo, honestly, they're easily top 10 after that.
Yeah. So after that, you got Arizona State, party school. You go ahead and go get that dub down there.
Nah, that's never easy out. Arizona State has the
I ain't say easy. I
tendency
say
to beat
go
all
get
the
the dub.
top teams in the Pac-12. If you are a top team coming in to an Arizona State week, do not sleep
Oh,
because
for
they'll
sure. I
beat
ain't
you.
say sleep. I say go get the dub. You got to go get it. And speaking of go get the dub, next game coming up right after that is Stanford. So
Yeah, you Stanford don't give away wins, even if their
they
team is
don't.
not having a good season, yo.
And continuing that California
My
trip,
boy Emmitt Smith Jr.
next
is
game
over there
is
too. He ain't playing
so I
second
think on
fiddle.
that 3 games skip, you got Arizona State, Stanford, and then you got UCLA. You kind of have to win. I don't even I'm you
That
gotta win.
freshman looked pretty good in week
I
one
think
against Coastal
they win one of
Carolina.
those games. I think going through those 3 games back to back, I don't see how they escape with more than one win, personally.
Oh, that USC game, real quick. Jerry Rice's son is on that team. So We could see some Sanders versus Rice again.
Just like, yeah, but I say again. Then you got Oregon State, and now that's a potent offense right there for sure. So I don't see them beating them. Then you got Arizona after that. That could be a W for me. Then you got Washington State and Utah. That's a dub and an L for me.
They don't play the Huskies?
Nah, not this year. Oh, I think that's what I said for the Michael. So Utah might be boring as all paint dry, but they definitely got that run game churning. And this again, front seven of Colorado, like I said, they're just too small. I think that's the problem they're going to address in the recruiting, both the transfer and recruiting next year. Got to get some D linemen, got to get some big O line, especially. But so right there, quick math, that's about six to, you know, based on if you're going to Rook Bank with me, depends on which games. Obviously, we didn't agree on all of them. So 5 to 7 wins, which I think is pretty good. Again, this team only won one game last year. Let's not forget that. Conference realignments are changing all types of stuff. So Prime got to deal with that too. And then, so, I mean, yeah, again, good coaching staff, but college football, it's not the NFL. It's not, you don't get to work with your players the way you get to. It's not the same. So even if he makes, I think, what we got to focus on is an improvement. That will be an improvement as far as wins go. And I think another thing that Prime would be judged on a lot, and I think appropriately, would be how many people he get drafted into the NFL. I do think that's a very, very big important part of why he came to Colorado. It's just more eyes on that school. And he can keep helping some of the same people he was helping at HBCUs, but with just deeper pockets, basically. There's no other way to look at it. So hopefully some of those same people he was recruiting to go to those HBCUs, they still go to those HBCUs, but now he has those eyes to get people from those HBCUs into his school, transfer them from there to there, and then from there into NFL. I think that'd be a nice pipeline because we ain't getting them the traditional way.
So how you see their season ending up, Rook?
Yeah, middle of the pack, probably.
Bowl game? They're going to get invited off the strength of personality. If they win seven games, they go into a bowl.
They have to win six. They're a Power 5 school. They got to win six. For as long as Pac-12 lasts to be a Power 5 school conference.
Yeah, true that.
Six. And I can see them easily winning six. All right? And maybe, shit, doing crazier than that and ending the season ranked. If they just, you know, show up in some big moments and some big games, because if those games are close, they have a chance to win.
All right. So let's transition. Oh, good luck though, Prime. Obviously, if you cast this clip.
You know, we all keep an eye up out there. I mean, for gambling reasons, I've always watched Colorado. They have had, last year they sucked, and the year before that they sucked. But but prior to that, they've had pretty exciting offenses, and they've had good corners come out of that school too as well. Not like the best top tier, but some decent ones, because when you're in the Pac-12, it just, that offense go crazy. Like, you don't go there looking for no offensive line, defensive line, but some receivers. I believe Michael Gallup came out of there. People like, you know, Rook's receiver. So, you know, stuff like that.
All right, so transitioning on. You already see we all got our joints on. So, NFL season. Fantasy football's back. NFL's back. We here. Unfortunately, we don't have Kenzo in our fantasy football league this year.
He was busy, man.
He chose about
this. I can't keep donating money to y'all pockets, man.
Oh, it was crazy. The draft was crazy.
Oh, you're a sore loser.
No, see, here's what it is, right? I was in three money leagues and one pride league. I came in second in our league last year and another league, the other money league. No prizes for second in the other league. And I came in dead last in that third money league. I cannot go out like that. I can't be just giving money to people's pockets. I need to be focused. So I dropped down to two leagues this year. And that's where I'm lit. One on Sleeper, one on ESPN, locking in. Try to go take these people money. Because that was 2 years in a row coming in second in the other league too. I was like, nah, I can't keep going out like this. There's no way.
All right, so I'll start off simple. What are your expectations for our team? So, Rook, what's your expectations for Dallas this year?
All right, for once, because I usually don't say this, but we're the Cowboys, and the expectations are what they are, Super Bowl or bust. All right, that goes for the coach. That goes for the QB. I've been known to put heat on the quarterback. I didn't even like the hire of McCarthy as head coach. I kind of thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, and we can't fire the people in charge, not to mention I love Jerry. So, Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust. Pressure's on the coach. He's calling the plays again, like he used to be. Let's see what's up. Dak has to cut down his turnovers.
There's more than pressure on Dak as far as Super Bowl. He got Trey Lance on his backside, don't he?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Trey Lance has got a year to learn behind a really good backup and a really, really good starter. Because he's supposed to be great if we're going to win. Right now, he's just really good. That ain't good enough.
Cut down the fucking turnovers
and come up big in the playoffs, because that's when it fucking matters.
All right, so to be real, realistically, where do you see yourself ending this year?
We're going to lose in the playoffs.
All right, Kenny. Your team, what are expectations, and what do you see realistically happening?
Expectations, if anybody knows me, they know I'm one of the most pessimistic Dolphin fans you will ever see. I don't really get my hopes up. It's not really a thing I do. I mean, obviously, I support the team. But tomorrow, I know people who talk about the Dolphins are listening to tired of hearing this, but obviously, everything matters if Tua stay healthy. I know people don't like all those little asterisks, but it is what it is. Offense runs through him, the timing and all that. It's just how it is. So, Tua stay healthy, my expectations are a playoff win. What do I think will happen? I don't think Stewart stays healthy. I don't think that happens. Learning judo flips and all that. And then, you know, we might have one of the potent offenses in the league, but defense must take a big step up. I don't see them doing that, especially now Jalen Ramsey went down. So I do respect Vic Fangio. What's up, bro? Go ahead.
Who went to the U that plays left outside linebacker for Miami right now?
See, okay, you could do all that. I could have support for the team, but he said realistically.
He's going to win.
I try to take my fandom out of this. Every time a UN player comes back to Dolphins,
breakout player of the year.
I would love that.
He's getting at least 16 sacks this season.
Oh, Lord. See, now we start doing this. So Jalen Phillips is going to get sacks, and then Bradley Chubb is going to get 10. See? Oh.
Okay. There you go. All right. There you go.
And then when it don't happen, my feelings get crushed all the time. See, that's why I don't do that. I personally believe we're also in the toughest division in the NFL. Yeah, I got Josh Allen that I deal with all the time. Now I got Aaron Rodgers moving in, and I got the Dark Master is still the coach of the Patriots. I'm never gonna forget that. Dark Hoodie don't play. So hopefully we make playoffs. If we do that, obviously I'm gonna get crushed again. Still haven't seen a playoff win since 2001. And I don't think that trend stops here. So losing the first round of playoffs, realistically speaking, if Tua stays healthy, obviously. Come on, Panthers, what you got to say about your number one pick and whatnot?
Expectations, Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Expectations is to try to, realistically, expectations is to finally try to turn this franchise back around. Like, we were good at one point with Jake DeHome, should have won Super Bowl, we didn't. We were good with Cam for a good minute, should have won Super Bowl, we didn't. And then it kind of just went off the rail from there, especially when we thought that Sam Darnold was going to lead us to the promised land. And for some reason,
hey, Sam Darnold is an NFL starter still, sir. And respect him.
It's all right.
Yo, everybody's saying that Matt Rhule is the problem. And I think Matt Rhule is the problem. That's why he's not in the NFL.
He was definitely a problem. Then we decided to pick up Baker Mayfield. Like, that was going to help us out. That didn't.
Matt Rhule.
But I believe expectations are playoffs. That's about as high as we can go as playoffs. Because we could have made the playoffs last year, even with the shitty-ass season we had. We still almost made the playoffs. So expectations, I say playoffs. Realistically.
Hold on. What about winning the division?
Well,
that's one way to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, your division ain't the best in the world.
Who are you afraid of in your division?
I'm not afraid of that, but we have a rookie quarterback. How's he going to transition in the NFL?
Who's the quarterback at the other teams? Baker's the quarterback for Tampa Bay.
Johnny Manziel was pretty dope in college. That didn't transition very well.
Yo, you can never, ever, don't ever do that again in your life. We know you don't watch college football, but don't ever compare.
Oh, I watch Johnny. Nope. Then what am I?
No, don't ever.
One of my favorites of all time.
I ain't gonna lie. Anyone who knew, we knew Johnny wasn't gonna work. Like, we knew Tebow wasn't gonna work.
I'm about to say,
that's another
Tebow,
conversation for another day. Another
great quarterback.
But people knew Tebow was gonna work. It was just the people love with all the God and kneeling, and but he was surrounded by criminals, and he still didn't look like a criminal.
But apparently, people say that.
Fantasize about. Apparently, we knew he couldn't throw.
They said that Bryce isn't gonna work out either because he's too small.
No, they, that's they a different thing. They said about Drew Brees. They said about, exactly, that's what I'm about to say. They said about Russell Wilson.
Well, you know, I mean, what?
He's not good now, but
I appreciate y'all. In the third round.
I appreciate y'all fighting for my Panthers, but I'm just saying, due to what people are saying.
I'm actually fighting for the short king because I'm short. That's actually, word. You offended me with that.
So I'm just saying, we have a lot of new things going on. We have a new coach.
Sounds exciting.
That's what I'm saying. So I can't say, yeah, we're going
to. All right, can I get a rebuttal? All right, because he said, due to what people are saying. I said this shit already on this podcast, so I don't be listening to the bullshit because people blow smoke out their ass like they did about what Deion and Colorado can and cannot do. They blowing smoke out their ass. All right, let's keep it real. Baker Mayfield's quarterback, very much unproven, but I love him and everybody know it. Out in Tampa Bay, you got Desmond Ridder at quarterback, very unproven for Atlanta. What's going on over there? Who the hell are you scared of? All right. Your quarterback is literally arguably the best quarterback in the conference. And
that's
no disrespect to Derek Carr. Climb over the mountain. He's going to slip, fall, something going to happen. He buys that. The Acme products to catch the fucking meat. And it never works. Blows up in his face.
Listen, I get this.
You have a great defense.
Defense is amazing. Defense is amazing.
If y'all can consistently run the football, old bastard from Minnesota can get open on third down, win the division. You wanted to go to the playoffs? Your easiest route to the playoffs is to win the division. Well, there's no wild card for you. No wild card coming out of your division. Y'all are trash.
If I get a good feeling and DJ Shark Jr. hamstring holds up, because I actually like DJ Shark Jr. And then we do have Hayden Hurst. I like Hayden Hurst. You might not like him, but I like Hayden Hurst. Then I think we do have options for Bryce to do his thing. I don't really know about Miles Sanders. I didn't really watch him in Philly, so I don't really know how good he is.
You didn't watch who went to the Super Bowl?
I know who went to the Super Bowl. I don't watch Philly like that, so I wasn't really paying attention to his progress.
Top five in rushing.
Well, then good. Then I guess you're
making fantasy football last year. You didn't see who was kicking people's ass?
No, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at Derrick Henry get hurt after I was leading. Eight seasons in a row. I mean, weeks in a row. But anywho, so we do have that going. But if Miles gets hurt, we don't really have a backup running back because I'm not sold on Tuba.
Solid backup.
We ain't got nobody else. So, like I said, I'm not scared of anybody. It's just a lot of brand new pieces. But I do expect us to at least make playoffs.
Every quarterback in your conference is new this season. Every starting quarterback in your conference is starting for their team. So respectfully,
your division is, historically not the greatest.
Well, then we're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, y'all can win the division.
Too far.
We're talking about the division because you want to go to the playoffs.
All right, so.
I would rip off an arm and leg to move that division.
All right, so we got our little prides out the way and our little hearts out the way with the teams that we love, like unapologetically. Who do we realistically see doing big numbers this year, like probably going to the Super Bowl? Like who do we foresee at this stage? Obviously, NFL hasn't started yet, the season hasn't started yet, but off on paper, what it look like? Who do we feel like has a shot to make it? Is it gonna be the obvious Kansas City? Or do you have a sleeper like, I think these guys can roll up?
3/4 of a whole division in the AFC North can go to the Super Bowl.
You see Kansas City going back?
Yeah.
I think if the Bengals stay healthy,
And the Ravens have a chance. The Browns are a sleeper.
Yeah, that's what when you said 3/4, I people what you meant. So, yeah, the Ravens could definitely – I think the Ravens have a definite shot when you have Lamar Jackson. Yeah, he's from the crib. I'm a little biased, but I don't care. I've got friends who played against Lamar Jackson. He's been phenomenal his whole life. That's going to continue. People saying, paycheck. I don't think he got the check he really expected, to be honest. So he might even ball out even harder. You never know. Joe Burrow, we don't know how long he's going to be out exactly, but the Bengals are the Bengals that they have been, and there's no reason to sleep on them after they've been. And they are the Kansas City Chiefs' biggest curse, apparently, which, I mean, if you could beat the big dog, hey, that's all you need to do sometimes. To be the best, to be the man, you got to beat the man. On the Browns, hey, Deshaun Watson, my quarterback in both my leagues. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think they could do crazy things. So I don't even got to go no further than that. I think the Browns. So I do agree with there. Chiefs being the Chiefs, yes, we don't know how long Kelce gonna be out, but I don't think that's gonna hold them back even for 2 seconds, to be honest. Chris Jones might be a bigger problem. We don't know how that's going as far as contract negotiations, and they play in 2 days. But well, I guess we'll figure that out soon. I don't know. Maybe he just missed week one. They see how much they miss him. Depending on how the game go, next thing you know, he signed, or they do great and we forget about the whole thing. So that's as far as the AFC goes. As far as the NFC goes, I do think the Eagles can make it back. Don't know. I know we probably don't want to hear that. The 49ers have a chance. Don't sleep on the Cowboys either. So I think this might be – like last year wasn't open at all. Well, you could look at – I mean, maybe not pick the Eagles right off the bat, but I know most people picked the Chiefs, and that was easy to pencil in. I don't think you could pencil them in automatically this year. And I think the NFC is far – should be more competitive than it was last year, because last year was like, are the Giants going to make the playoffs? And I don't want to see that again.
I picked the Bengals last year.
So the NFC, you don't have anybody. Is this open?
I think it's pretty open. I think the Chiefs can go back, but I'm not gonna say I'm not pencing them in. So if I had to pick though, I'd probably pick the Bengals right now.
So for you, say Bengals and whoever.
49ers.
All right, so Bengals.
Oh no, I didn't do the NFC yet. That picture. All right, look, NFC West, trash. All right, 49ers, really damn good. They got their quarterback back. He looks fine. They're easily a Super Bowl favorite. Fine. NFC South, we addressed that. NFC North, it's too wide open. Like, who cares? Kirk Cousins is going to fuck it up.
I don't know. The Lions might win that division.
No, I'm saying Kirk Cousins is going to fuck it up. It's going to be there for the taking. And he's going to drop the cake in the middle of the street. And then the fucking NFC East, they get on my nerves. I said to everybody, I even got chased on Twitter about this shit by my own Cowboys fans. I said the Eagles got better this year. All right, I said the Eagles won the offseason.
Bro, okay, they drafted a dog at D-tackle, and they already had the best D-line in the league.
All right, this and then crazy. How the best D-line in the league get better?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how we let him get Carter, man? That made no sense. League messed up with that.
Then you allow them to get two linebackers, one that plays really well downhill, one that flows sideline to sideline really well, to go with N'Kobe Dean. Look, I broke it down. I'm a football fan first. All right, so fuck you and how you want to chase me about me saying that they got better. They won the offseason. Let's get that out the way right now. All right, running back, reloading. You brought in a Philly boy. All right, he's happily home. Too much talent. All right. If y'all ever seen DeAndre Swift run and play, he was
still at in Georgia person. Too. Destroy the Dolphins.
Look, there you go. So, but as always, man, the Cowboys have a chance. We're just the people in the top places for that team. They like to shoot themselves in the foot. So until I have confidence in those people, I do not have confidence in us doing what we can do. It's not what we can't do, but yo, the people that lead the boat, yo, I don't trust them.
All right, so put your chest out there. Who do you see Super Bowl?
Eagles run it back. And I say the Bengals show up and get over that hump because Joe Burrow doesn't want to lose twice. And they beat the Eagles. They spank the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go super, super crazy. Except for the AFC, obviously. I already said Bengals. Bar no one getting hurt, I'm going to go with Bengals Jets.
In what? The AFC Championship?
That's possible. Yeah.
We're both
Jets in the division.
I already see Philly going back. I already thought Philly would go, besides the fact you guys just said that they got better. Like,
yeah, they went stupid.
Because I think 49ers are good, but I don't know. I feel like there's just something there that's stopping them from going over.
Oh, no. The 49ers are savage. I don't want to break down that team. That team is too insane.
So
Kyle Shanahan at coach. He gave him all them goddamn weapons.
That's part of why I'm so happy we got Mike McDaniel. Like, taking him away from them, that told me everything I need to do.
Yeah, so I see Jets. I see Jets, Bengals.
I will throw up.
Why?
I hate the Jets. I will throw up.
Hey, fuck you. I'm not wearing my Jets jersey right now, but there's a Testaverde in this treasure chest right here.
There are exceptions. I'll wear a Browns Testaverde jersey. I ain't gonna lie to you. Not the Jets one.
I see Bengals Eagles. Bengals Eagles. That's what I see.
So the Bengals beat the Jets. The Jets are my dark horse, though.
Yeah, me too.
Not just because I'm a fan. They had a top four defense last year. They beat some of the top teams in the league with a revolving door at quarterback. White Mike was the quarterback at many points of this. They had three or four quarterbacks last year and beat top teams. Offensive and defense.
Ugly games. Had some ugly games, I'm telling you. But Sauce is like that, I will say that. But I mean that. Well, I think they beat the Patriots 10-7, something like that. Whatever week, I think like late in the season, that game was disgusting. Oh my god!
Credit to the defense, though.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a defensive game, but that was ugly. Even I can say that.
All right. Last thing before we wrap it up for y'all viewers.
We had the FIBA basketball thing. Rook wanted to talk about. I do want to say real quick before Rook say what he want to say about that. I do think the whole world championship conversation being brought up when it was brought up has added some extra light to the FIBA basketball thing, because I do know the only thing people talked about before that was when the roster was announced, is like how, I mean, not to disrespect any of those guys, they are NBA players and whatnot, but it's not the dream team, you know? People are like, what happened to that? Because, I mean, obviously I know what happened. LeBron and them don't want to play no more. LeBron holding personally, but like KD got injured the last time they played. Same thing with PG. They don't want to play in that because, I mean, yeah, they're surprised, but they already got gold medals.
They're mid-30s, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But they're still the best players in the league, if you want to be, if we're being 100% honest. Because the best person right now on the team, from what I've been seeing, again, these games are early. I was waking up for the Women's World Cup, but FIBA basketball is a little different beast for me. I'm just not as interested. The best player is Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Respectfully, he's not KD, Kobe, Dwayne Wade, LeBron. Shit, Dwayne Wade wasn't like number. He was like the fourth best player when he was on the team. Anthony Edwards is not Dwayne Wade.
Anthony Edwards just finished his rookie deal. He has not reached his peak yet.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying he's the best player. Literally, Michael Jordan. Look, that's. I mean, I don't. We could have that discussion. Yeah, I don't know about that one. But even if it was, he's not there yet, and he's clear far and away the best player on the team. I think Brandon Ingram had like a 2-point game.
Nah, he's not clear far and away the best player on the team either. Nah. You know why? On his team is last year's rookie of the year, who is incredibly talented. And the way that they're playing, though, they're playing.
I mean, based on how they're playing, though. I don't mean like who they are in the NBA.
No, I'm saying, though, they're playing through him, right? So everybody's taking a back seat to him. This is supposed to be his coming out party.
Yo, don't forget my white chocolate.
Brought it back, huh?
Don't forget my white chocolate.
Come on, man. AR-15 is the homie. He had a hot deal. He had a crazy game today when he beat up on Italy. So he's a lot of times you see with the USA teams, this is when players grow up and emerge. LeBron and them had to grow up and emerge too. They had to learn from that 04 team to the 08 team. All right, this is that coming out period for all of these guys. They're going to play the game different. A lot of these guys are going to focus on different parts of their game because they're playing with so many talented people. So they're not going to be trying to focus on all-around shit. And you're going to see that during the season. That always happens. I need them to get to the finals. We're in the semis now. I need them to win it. But world champion means who's the NBA champion, because it's the top league, period. There is everybody else wants to get to that league. That is A. All right, so Luka Doncic would have stayed in Spain. He played at Real Madrid. All right, Spanish basketball, Spanish everything is the top of everything. So why would he come here? Because everyone wants to play and win in the NBA. That's why you're world champion. All right, Noah wanted some TV time. He wanted some Twitter time. He got a little bit of it. End of that.
I mean, it's crazy because it's really simple to me. Anyone who watches sports, especially the way me and Rook do, you could tell. I'm going to tell you right now, watch this. MLB, what they call World Series, but is the Japanese got baseball? They do. They pretty good, actually. But I mean, they ain't stressing you. Basketball, world champion. NFL, world champion. Now, obviously, the NFL is pretty much the only example where we're the only country who plays it.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw, world champion.
Facts.
Yeah.
But look at another sport like soccer. That's. When you're a champion of your country or of your region, because That's you know why they could do that? Because they have leagues set up for that. As long as there isn't anything in place, and I don't think there's gonna be, don't get it twisted, but as long as there's nothing in place to where those won't be, I mean, the NBA is the top league. They do have the best players, and if you look at the stats, they're even more international than they've ever been. We got people from all over the place. We got the Greek freak. The person who just won the finals MVP is Serbian. Like, these, we have never been more international. The world champion has never been more accurate. So the fact that it's coming up now is kind of insane. No, you should have been around in the 90s. We might have had a competition before, especially before the Dream Team came around. You might have been able to say this and people are like, hey,
I mean, but think about it.
It's not crazy.
Think about it. He's young. It's like the same people.
That's the thing. I ran track, so I kind of get him. Like, track and field, particularly as a sport.
But he's also different. Young.
But it's not just young. That. Look like this. There's a reason why you call Usain Bolt the world's fastest man. They call him that for a reason. It's because like that's a top. You can't take that away from him. It's different.
He ran against the world.
But I'm saying when you look at it, like track and field as a sport is not as lucrative as other sport. It's a whole different thing. But it's not like you don't train any harder than anybody else. So I kind of understand a little bit. He probably got a chip on his shoulder, man. Trained all his life, and he a world champion. And he
you in a 10-second sport. How much money do you think you want?
But
are you in a 10-second sport? Oh, and you're not.
We gonna talk about the marketability of track and field. Obviously, yeah, there ain't no commercials in there.
All right, you're not charismatic because Johnson.
He was trying to be
in the history of Michael Johnson.
That's what I think this was, Rook. This was his shot. He took a shot in the dark. He missed.
His eyes.
I'm gonna respect the shot. He wore the sunglasses, son.
Like I don't know what he was looking at. He was trying to hit a jump shot on the back of the of a naval ship.
I respect the attempt. You miss all the shots. You don't take. Look, he happened to miss the one. He took two.
I understand what you're saying, Kid. This is part of what I'm talking about. The young part. Two things about the young part. He's doing what the young people do.
You run track. They feel in like 5 years. We're not gonna care.
They feel like whatever you say viral is gonna get you to where you want to go. That's one. Mm-hmm. And then two, I'm just gonna throw a name out there because I don't want to smoke 21. But it's like the same youngsters come out talking about 21 Savage is better than Tupac. They just be
saying stupid. This is different. Those people are crazy because some of them believe that. Like, well, we're not gonna get into that. No, I'm okay. But you said he was young. But here's part of the problem with that. You're saying he's young, but again, without the shot in the dark, who know? Again, can you name me? I watch track. I like track. You don't hear about track stars 3, 4, 5 years later.
Nah, you're right.
Usain Bolt's the only one who stand. I mean, obviously not the only one. Let me not say that. There's obviously other people in history, a bunch of them, but a lot of them is because they broke records and you can't erase them. But just winning a 100-meter sprint or a relay, stuff like that, that don't get you in the echelons of time. I'm sorry to say. So he had to say this now. He had to take a shot now because he tried this when he's more mature, said it better, whatever the case.
I mean, I get the shot too because I wouldn't have known.
He gone.
Yeah. All right, so we get a little bit of everything.
He was wrong. I'm just saying, I respect the shot.
He was wrong. We get a little prime time. We get a little NFL. We get a little FIBA. Not to be confused with FIFA, as some people did in the pre-production. FIBA.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So
y'all can guess.
So y'all know what to do. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. We'll be back with another episode. Make sure you look out for the next one coming out. Y'all gonna like it because Jess gets a little spicy. So y'all gonna watch that. Can y'all date in this era?
Might need a part two of that one, son. Unchained, yo.
I ain't gonna lie. It's the Be Yourself podcast. I think there could be a lot of dating episodes because it's shiesty out there.
Yeah, we definitely need to have some love. But y'all can always put in the comments what y'all want to talk about. And then got you soft. So like, share, subscribe, get the Discord. Oh, that's for other shit. Don't worry about it. But you can just slide in, I guess, if you want to. Get the merch. You know what I'm saying? Do all that good stuff. So, like I said, where it came from, be yourself. Throw the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap on, as real as it get. Bet on myself.